Zay Flowers took a knock this week, a thigh contusion in a practice collision, and the entire injury story was over almost before it started. He returned to practice quickly, per James Brizuela of Roundtable Sports via Yahoo, and by Thursday, he was back in 11-on-11 work making a toe-dragging sideline catch, per Ryan Mink at the team site. Quiet week, and for Zay Flowers, that is the good version. For most listeners, the June case will be new, so here it is compressed. We called Flowers the cleanest profile in this batch because his value sits on the thing that repeats. He commanded 30% of Baltimore's targets last season, genuine number one usage, with all 17 games played and 1,211 yards. What lagged was the scoring, just 5 touchdowns on all that volume, and scoring rate is the least stable stat a receiver has, which means his is more likely to climb than fall. Locked volume, an undershooting touchdown rate, a new coordinator in Declan Doyle reportedly building a faster offense that throws more. The one caveat was the run-first identity around Derrick Henry capping the ceiling, plus a contract extension that had not landed. Nothing this week touched any of that. The bruise was minor by every account. He sat out Saturday's win over Philadelphia with the rest of the starters. And the Thursday catch came in the same practice where Lamar Jackson went 11 of 12. No contract news surfaced in this window either, which leaves that item where June left it. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Exactly as you would want. The target share argument does not need August to prove anything. It needs September, and the only thing camp could do was break something. It did not. Next week offers slightly better data. Joint practices with the Vikings Tuesday and Wednesday, then Saturday's game in Minneapolis. Watch how often Jackson goes to Flowers against a real defense, and keep an ear out for any movement on the extension. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.